Hello.
Oh, hi, Tom. It's Tina from Local Splash getting back to you from this morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you? Is this a better time?
Yeah, I'm out of work.
Good. Okay. So, yeah, I know that you were referred over by Brandon and you were telling me that you have a firearms training business. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about the business, meaning do you have a facility where you're going to be holding these classes, or how does that work?
So I do have a place, a conference room where I do the safety classes or the RSR
Okay.
classes. I train
Excellent.
pistol. I train pistol, rifle, shotgun, powder. The pistol. And also what I'm called a CRO, which is Chief Range Safety Officer, which instructs people, range safety officers.
Okay.
Keeping people safe when they use their at the shooting range, that kind of thing.
Okay. So, that's really, really good to know. And then, how long have you had this business?
Let's see, I've 2, 3, 3.5 years or so.
Okay. And then, do you have anything set up for it yet online, like a website or a business Facebook or anything like that?
I do have a business Facebook, but I don't use Facebook. My wife controls that part of it.
Okay. Yeah, you know, that's the nice thing about a program like this is you don't ever have to go on Facebook in order to benefit from it. As long as your customers do, all you have to do is answer the phone when people call you, right? And I know
Right,
that you'll
yeah.
answer the phone. Yeah. And then, but your wife kind of set up the business Facebook page, it sounds like, right? And she does like some posts and stuff on there for you, I would imagine.
Yeah, she manipulates the Facebook page, basically.
Okay, that's good. And then, how far or what's your target market? Where are you located and how far do people usually, you know, book these lessons with you? How far do they come, you think?
Right now I'm probably in like a 50-mile radius-ish.
Okay.
I have advertised all the way out in Danbury. I'm in Norwalk, Danbury, Stratford, and Stamford, Greenwich area.
Okay, Danbury, Stafford, and what? It was Greenwich?
Greenwich.
Greenwich, okay. Areas, okay. And so, what Brandon has is what's called our Platinum Premier Package. And, you could go that route if you want to be more aggressive in the marketing. If you want to be a little bit more conservative, you could go with our Platinum Package. And because, he referred you, I can offer you, you know, discounted pricing for those packages. So if you wanted to go with the Platinum Package, just so that you could get, you know, your foot in the door and get your phone ringing with some new clients, it would be a flat rate month to month of $299. There's a one-time setup fee of $99 that goes on the first payment only. So the initial investment would be $398. And what that would include for you is we would optimize your business to show on the first page of Google and Bing for the categories in your area. And then we would also program you into the mobile platform, and some of the popular directories. So that mobile optimization is making sure that you would come up from all of the searches from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on, you know? And then, because we're a premier partner to Google, Google allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. So it's great that your wife already has that set up for you because what we would do is run the ads on it. And how that works is, you know how, well, probably you don't because you said you don't use Facebook, but typically if I'm online and I'm searching for anything, it could be plumber near me or it could be, you know, a trip to Hawaii because I'm looking, you know, to maybe go to Hawaii one day, right? So whatever that is that I'm searching for online, next time I go on my Facebook news feed, there would be an ad for plumbers near me popping up or you know, people that have, you know, good package deals to Hawaii. So that doesn't happen on accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we would make sure that if they're online searching for pistol training or, you know, firearm training or anything that has to do with the services that you offer, then next time they go on their Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for your company popping up, right? So it's designed to bring you, you know, more new clients, or I don't know if you call them in your case students, you know, but more new business coming, you know, from the social media platform. And then you'll get a detailed tracking system, which would, you know, help you to see, you know, how many new clients you receive from Google, how many you receive from Facebook. You'll see which keywords they type to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll even see which zip codes they came from. So that way everything is very transparent, you know. And then the only difference between that package and the one that Brandon has is Brandon also bundled his with an extra $300 worth of Google pay-per-click ads. Have you ever tried to get Google paid ads or something like that in the past by chance?
Not really, no.
No? Okay. So when you search for pretty much anything online, you'll get a couple of companies at the top that actually say ad next to them. So those ads are companies that are paying a dollar amount every single time somebody clicks on them. So the first package that I described to you, it would have you on the first page in the local map section, and that's unlimited clicks. So it doesn't matter if 5 people click on it or if 500 people click on it. You're still paying that same flat rate, okay? But with the Google ads, we would take that extra $300 and send it to Google. We would set a $9 a day cap on it. And the intention there is to stretch that $300 throughout the month and make sure that you never get an unexpected bill at the end of the month, right? So what would happen is each morning your ads would go up in all the designated areas that you're choosing, and that's free. You don't pay anything for it, right? But let's say, for example, the pay-per-click rate is a dollar and you have a $9 a day budget. After 9 people click on you, you would rotate off and someone else would rotate on. And again, that's a good thing. It would prevent you from getting an unexpected bill. So that's why I said there's a couple of different routes that you could go. The reason I recommended the Platinum package initially as a standalone is that I'm a firm believer that you have to be able to crawl before you can walk, so to speak, right? So I always say, you know, why not start out more conservatively with that Platinum package, get your business on the first page, get your phone ringing with some new signups for you, you know, and then once you're, you know, profitable on that, then you could always, you know, add, you know, some extra Google ads down the road if you wanted to.
Yep.
Yeah, I just wanted to give you some options since I saw that that's what Brandon was utilizing. And then we sell Google-compliant websites here also that are highly rankable sites because they're built by the Google-certified technicians. They usually are an additional $400. But if you wanted to move forward on it today, I could explain that to my director and ask them if they would include the site for you at no additional cost. So,
I hate to, could you give me 1 second? My wife is calling on the other line. Hang on one
second.
Yes,
take your time, Tom. I'll wait. No worries.
All right. Sorry.
Okay. Whatever.
She hung up. Okay. So we can keep going. All right.
Yep.
So all this is electronic advertising basically for me then.
Right, exactly. It covers all of your online placement. We give you the search engines, the directories, the mobile platform, the social media, the whole nine yards. And in your case, I would also try to get the website included at no additional cost. because I figure it's 2025 and you're going to eventually need a site anyway, you know? And then, in order to do that, I would have to, you know, just explain the situation to my director. And of course, I'll get either an approval or a denial on it. But if I got the approval to get everything going for $398 out the door and include the website for free on top of it, I'm sure that that's more than fair enough to give you the opportunity to try this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited for you. You'll love it.
Yeah,
so,
I think, do you have any numbers just off the top of your head what kind of business your business brings in, generically kind of thing, like a 20% increase in my students or something like that, you know what I'm saying?
So just as a basic rule of thumb across the board, just so you can kind of see the impact of what this will do for you, is we have been doing this for over 20 years. We were founded in December of 2004. In that duration, we've serviced over 48,000 clients all over United States and Canada. And our goal across the board is to make sure that every client of ours yields a minimum of a 10-to-1 return on investment. You know, meaning for every dollar that you spend, you yield $10 in return. Right.
Yep,
and with a program like this, it's a no-brainer because we're already putting you where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions, you know, and where that statistic comes from is that, you know, when a consumer does a search online, 87% will actually hire off the first page of Google. Right. So that's going to, you know, give you that strong impact. And the beauty of this is that we allow you to try it on a month-to-month basis, you know, and track the results that you're getting and kind of pay as you go. So if you're ever not happy, you can cancel at any time. Or if you ever, you know, come to a point where, you know, you and your wife are going to go on vacation and you're not going to have classes for a couple months, no problem. You could also call in and do a seasonal hold where we would
for a couple of months.
You never know. I talk to people that will call me sometimes and they're like, Tina, I need to go on a seasonal hold because we're going to Europe for a few months. And I'm always like, that must be nice. Can I go with you?
Yeah. I don't think that's going to happen with me, but.
Yeah, but if anything ever happens that's unforeseen and you needed to stop the billing, you could always call in and do a hold in, you know, if you wanted to, because we don't expect you to pay for it during months that you're not using it. Now, question though, if I were to get the website included, do you have a logo or any examples of pictures or, you know, different, you know, firearms or things like that that we could use for the site?
Basically, right now I'm using the silhouette of a Beretta handgun from Lethal Weapon and Die Hard. It's one of the most prolific out there for
Firearms.
Yeah.
That's smart, though. But we can
then,
do that initially.
The business
just
name.
The business name.
Yeah, and
is
then
what?
Tommy's Gun, a play on my name and the old Thompson machine gun.
I love that, Tommy's Gun.
Yeah, so.
You know, I, after raising 4 kids, have always been so against having a firearm in the house. And at one point, my husband's cousin, who was retired from the U.S. Navy, he took him in his house and opened up a cabinet and said, you can pick anyone you want, you know. And he said, oh, no, my wife would never let me have one of those. And he's right. You know, back then, I'd see so many, like, accidental shootings on the news where someone's kid came in at 2 in the morning and they didn't know it was the kid and it was dark and, you know, and they just picked it up and fired type thing. So I've always been like so scared of like even considering it. But after October 7th happened in Israel and I saw that, you know, a community could get attacked like that, just not even like provoking anything, I thought I better get one, you know, just for protection. So my son, his buddy, my son is in his 30s. His buddy is like you are. He doesn't do the training, but he's like certified to carry and he has all the certifications and he has like all different types of, you know, weapons and ammo. And so he took me to the shooting range and he kind of showed me, you know, he had 5 different models that I could try. He's like, a pistol does this and a Glock does that. And he had different ammo. And I was just so thankful that I got that extra help from him, but I still don't feel confident enough to bring one home. That's why, you know, I've been seeing that there's like firearm training around here. And I'm like, I think taking a course like that would probably, you know, give me what it takes to get the courage to feel, you know, comfortable with it, you know? Cause
yeah, it's not, it's really all not that big of a deal.
Yeah, because even him, like, he's like, I have a license to carry, and I'm carrying one right now, and it's right here in my pocket, and then my dog jumped up and, like, scraped his pocket, and I almost had a heart attack. I thought he was going to pull the trigger. He's like, no, that can't happen because it has a safety thing on it, and it's in a case, and, but, you know, I almost had a heart attack when my dog jumped on him. I'm like, oh, my gosh, what if he accidentally sets it off, and there goes your foot or something, you know?
They're called redundant safeties. My everyday carry has a what's called the beaver tail safe and a double trigger, so unless I'm actively aiming my gun, it won't go off.
Wow, that's good to know. Yeah, because I mean they're just still so scary and intimidating to me, but I do want one just for like home protection. You know, I probably wouldn't even need a license to carry. I just want one just to be safe in the house, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So, I'm going to send out the request and make sure that we can get the site included for you. And then as I wait on their response, I'll just verify your information. So if everything goes well, I'll send you a confirmation email. What's the best email address to use?
Yeah. Hold on one second. Hold on.
Yes. She's calling back. Okay.
Hi. It's are you there? Hello?
Are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? There you are.
I don't
know. We lost you for a second.
Oh. I think there was another woman that came on the line. I don't know if that was your wife trying to talk to you.
Yeah, no, that was my wife trying to give you her email address.
Oh,
that
okay.
Will be the best
one
to reach.
Yeah. I was like, I was thinking I didn't respond when she said hello because I was waiting for you to say, oh, hi, and then you didn't say anything. So I thought, oh, I'm sorry. I got my wires crossed. But go ahead with the email. Mrs.
All right,
Mrs.
hold on one second. She'll give it to you.
I don't know your last name yet, but.
Okay, hi. So it's Janet, J-A-N-E-T, Mandela, M as in Mary, E, N as in Nancy, D as in David, E-L-A, at Optimum, OPTIMUM.net.
And was there something, the phone cracked up, was there something before the Janet, or was it just Janet Mandela?
No, Janet Mandela at Optimum.net.
Oh, good. I got the full thing. Okay, perfect. Okay. And then,
I'll give you that to Tom.
Okay, thank you. Nice talking to you, Janet.
Okay.
Okay. So your last name also is Mandela, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then what we do for tracking purposes is we'll purchase a brand new 203 area code number that we'll forward over to your number. That way you can track the calls that are coming in. Is this the phone number that you would like that to forward to when the clients call you?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, and then is there a secondary line for internal purposes, or does everything go through the main number?
Everything goes through the main number.
Okay, and is it Tommy's Gun officially, or would I put in Inc. or LLC or Tommy's Gun Training, or how do you want the business to appear on Google?
Tommy's, T-O-M-M-Y apostrophe S, Tommy's Gun, LLC.
Mm-hmm. Got it. And then the business address, please?
7.5 Fairview Avenue. Norwalk,
okay.
Connecticut. You still, I'm keeping up with me.
Yeah, I'm getting it.
06850.
06850. Okay, that's Norwalk. Perfect. Okay. And I'm trying to just designate how to put in the 7.5 because sometimes my system will. Oh, there it is. It actually pulled it. Yeah, sometimes it'll block out like characters that are not, you know, typical, but it did take the half slash to put the half in. So that's good. Okay.
Right, right.
And then, let me just, I'm getting a response from my director to go ahead and include the site. So I just have to add it as a product and then I can back out. He gave me a promo code where I can back out the pricing. So just give me 1 second. I can put the site in here. How do you know Brandon? Is that a friend of yours or a relative? Or
our refrigerator died 2 nights ago, and we needed someone to come out and repair. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. What a story.
Old,
that's
so
cool. That's a cool story.
Yeah, when he said that, what you guys do, it really kind of interests me because this is my weak spot is the advertising kind of thing. Getting clients in.
Yep. Yeah. And that's what we definitely specialize in. So you'll love this. So I already fixed the package and I added the website for you. And then did you want to set this up using a debit or a credit card? What works best?
A credit card.
Okay. And does it have your name displayed or the company name or both?
It's my name. It'll be my private card. I just got my LLC. I haven't even set up a bank account, a business account yet.
Okay. So until you set up the business account, you'll get receipts for these transactions so you can, you know, use them for tax purposes at the end of the year. But of course, if you ever get that business account and you want to switch the billing over, you could always, you know, call us and we'll help you with that. And officially on the card, does it say Thomas or Tommy or is there a middle name or initial? How does it read?
Thomas E. Mandela.
Thomas E. And then is it also the 7.5 Fairview Avenue for the billing address?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, so I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Okay, it's 5171.
Okay.
4887.
Got it.
4137.
Okay.
0349.
Okay, and expiration?
426.
And the code?
688.
688. Okay. So what I'll do right now, excuse me, is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'll create an appointment for my technician to call you, and that's where they'll go over your keywords and your service area and building your new website and getting you placed. My computer did a little glitch on me when I tried to save this. The middle initial is E, right? Thomas E. Mandela?
Affirmative.
Okay, got it. Okay, that's what I thought. I was like, is that why? But actually, it saved it successfully this time. So what this says is to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Bonnie's Gun, LLC.
Thank you. And please state your name and title with the company.
Thomas E. Mandela II, President.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
And you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, and then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, June 3rd, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 3rd in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, so that concludes the voice verification recording. And then for the client interview, I can have them call you tomorrow, and it takes about 20, maybe 30 minutes max. Are you wanting to shoot for something after 3 or 4 o'clock again? Do you work like Monday through Friday at the other job?
I do. So after 4 would be better, best
after
for
four.
Me.
Okay. Okay, good. So I have for tomorrow a 4 o'clock, a 5 o'clock, or a 6 o'clock open. Which would work best, you think?
Let's do a 5 o'clock.
Five. Okay. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm blocking out an hour tomorrow from 5 to 6 Eastern. And that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 5:15. Don't panic. They will call you sometime within that hour. Okay. And then lastly, because I gave you some special pricing that's not available to the general public, I want you to just go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will grandfather you into this rate so that it never goes up. So did you get a text from me right now that says thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Yes. Speaker. Yep.
Yep. If you click on it, it'll say, take you to a page that says, well, say click here to accept your subscription terms. But when you click on it, it'll take you to Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Okay.
So all you have to do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I got to go to my wife for the email then.
Oh, no. It'll come on a text message also. The text message will say thank you for choosing Local Splash. But if it's easier, let your wife know that the email that has the link will say your initial invoice.
Oh, okay.
So you're going to get that link in an email. Oh, you got it. Okay, good. So if you click on it and you get to Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All you have to do is scroll down. And there's 3 boxes that you have to check.
I agree.
Yeah, one shows that you're... Yep.
Okay.
And then one says recurring payments. One says that you get text messages. Once you select those 3 boxes, put in your official name with the E middle initial and everything, just the way I typed it. And then you would just hit confirm signature. If it goes through, it's going to ask you for a username and password. You don't have to worry about the username and password right now. That's all in the welcome email. My main thing is just getting the pricing locked in. Okay?
Okay. Confirm signature.
Mm-hmm. What happened?
My fat fingers hit the back button.
Oh, that's okay. You can do it again if that's the case.
LocalSplash.com. Oh, wait, no, now it's saying, welcome to Local Splash, username and password.
Okay. That's good. Then that means it went through. If you got that username and password prompt, is it asking you for a username and password, like where you could type it in?
Yep.
Yep. Okay, good.
And
then you did it.
Right.
Good. Okay. And that username and password is in your welcome email. Like I said, you don't need it right now, but that's just a good sign that you see that. That means it went through. And then lastly, you're going to get an email that says important. Pictures needed for Google verification, okay? And what that is that Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to actually be a valid business in the area. So it's going to ask you if you have a business license, if you have insurance, registration, an invoice with the address. So anything that would substantiate that you hold these types of trainings, you know. So I think that list is going to say like 7 or 8 suggestions of things you could send. Don't stress out about it and think that you have to send all 7 or 8 items. If you only have 2 or 3 things on the list, that's perfectly fine. Just send over whatever you have, and that will help us get you verified on Google, okay?
Okay. So, like, my certificates for instruction would be something?
Exactly. Your certificates, maybe even some of the pictures of the firearms to show that you do trainings, things like that. If you have a business card with an address, so anything like that that will help you, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, the address that you gave me, the 7.5 address, is that a residence where you'd want it hidden, or is that the actual place where you hold the training?
No, that's my personal residence.
Okay, so we'll make sure to hide the address once you're verified. That way, when people book a class with you, they can get the, you know, location information. But we don't want to, yeah, you know, publish your address if it's your residence. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yep, yep. Okay, so I've put that in the notes. Okay, and then other than that, I'm going to have the Facebook ads team send your wife an email that will say, you know, add us to the Facebook page, and that's just so that we can go in there and start creating ads for you. So we don't want to create a new Facebook page because that's a duplicate and that would hurt you. So we'll just send you one so that she can grant us access to it so that we can start the ads. So if you or your wife have any questions on either one of these emails, then feel free to mention it to the technician when they call you tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you're all good to go. Welcome aboard. I'm so glad that it worked out, and I know that you'll absolutely love this. And if you wanted to try some of the Google ads down the road, you could always call me. You still have my number, or do you want me to text it to you again?
I do have the text you sent me originally.
Great, okay.
I got your contact info.
Okay, as of, you know, side note, that number is also the number for customer support. So let's say that you call in and you have an update or a billing question or something like that. You can actually hit option one, and anybody that answers the phone can help you. And then if you want to talk to me directly, you just put in that 777, and then that'll ring directly to my desk, okay?
Okay, awesome.
Awesome. Okay. So yeah, if you have any other questions, you know, we can go over it tomorrow. But in the meantime, have a really great rest of your evening too. I enjoyed talking to both you and your wife.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Okay. Have a good evening.
You too.
Thank you, Tommy. Okay. Bye.
Bye.